intensity? What do you think comes out of the game?
Oh, it was just a tough one all around for the team. We didn't play anywhere close to our capabilities, and you know, it is early, and we're still working out our kinks. But last night wasn't the effort that we needed, and you know, I don't know if you really expect anything more from practice as far as being harder or whatnot. But they've all been pretty hard, so you know, you just go out there and try to get better every day. That's part of our job, and that's something that, you know, it's not something, even though it's a preseason game, we take very lightly. It's obviously embarrassing when you lose like that. So, you know, I thought today we worked hard and got a lot of five on five and a lot of system stuff down. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just had to have a better effort than we did last night.
That hit by Medvick, is that something that sparks the rivalry a little bit, or is it just
on Shife's there?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think it was part of that, those things happen. I don't know if he meant to do it or not, but you know, it's just part of the game. I'm sure we'll be playing them or seeing them quite a bit. Obviously, we have a lot of games against them this year, so I don't know if it really sparks anything. I think anything that happens like that, you know, I thought the guys reacted pretty well on the ice and trying to stick up for your teammates and. I don't know if it really sparks a rivalry or anything like that. It's just part of the game.
Sort of just put it in the memory bank for later.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that most of the guys are, it's just most guys approach the game with the same demeanor, and those things happen. So I don't know what to say to, I guess, to answer your question if we put it in the memory bank or not. But, you know, hockey's a small world. It's... you know, everyone wants to stick up for each other.
They're going to have a little bit more of a veteran lineup. Does that kind of help maybe spark more of an effort?
Yeah.
Or should it have to?
I don't know if it really necessarily has to, but, you know, there's a lot of guys here that are trying to make an impact. And, you know, anytime you get a chance to show the coaches and management what you have, I think, you know, whether you have a veteran lineup or a lineup with guys that really haven't had too many games, I think anytime you, I guess, get a chance to show your stuff, that's what you want to do. So I don't think whether you have 15 veterans in the lineup or two, I don't know, you can't have two, but you know, it's something that we have to have a better team effort than what we showed last night. Whether you're a 15-year vet or a rookie, I think we just have a better effort.
You're going to play these guys regularly too. I mean, this is going to be, this is a team that you're going to have to compete with to get into the playoffs on a regular basis. So does that maybe make this next game a little more important too, to you know, to try and show that you can compete?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you go into every game to get the win. Doesn't matter if you're playing Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Dallas, whoever. You try to win the game, and that's the way you have to approach things if you're going to win in this league. So I don't necessarily think that you put too much emphasis on that. You go out there every game to get the win. So obviously, when you win is a good thing. So if you're doing the right things and you play the right way, we're going to win hockey games.
So are you guys analyzing to any degree the difference in the divisions that you're going to be facing this season?
No, I mean, I think the beauty of the NHL is anyone can win on any given night. There's a lot of good players. I don't know if you put too much analyzing into something like that, but, you know, we're aware that it's a new change. There's going to be a lot of new teams that we haven't seen, a lot of new rinks we haven't played in, but, you know, all in all, I think we just have to show that team effort and go out there and get the job done. That's the bottom line. I don't think you can sit there and draw up on the board X's and O's all day, but if you don't get out on the ice and execute it and play with passion and compete, then you're not going to win any games. So I think you can kind of analyze as much as you can, but, you know, come 7 o'clock, you have to get the job done. That's, you know, that's what we have to do.
You're paired up with Josh Morrissey in practice today. What do you see in his game, and do you know if you're going to be paired with him tomorrow night?
Not sure if we'll be paired together tomorrow night. Haven't really had a chance to look what's going on tomorrow, but I like what I see out of him. He's a really good player. You know, he's young, but you know, he's got a lot of tools that a lot of defensemen don't have. You know, he kind of has the whole package. So it's nice to see that he's around, and you know, even you know, as good of a player he is, he's an even better person off the ice, and he's fun to be around. So I think that's very important for the organization to bring in guys that are good people off the ice too. And I've gotten a chance to get to know him over a little bit in the summer, and then training camp here. You know, I like what I see, and I like you know, the direction he's going in.
It seems like he's really composed on the ice as well, and doesn't seem to panic. He was even saying himself last night he's not the type to yeah. panic. That's rare for a young player.
Yeah, it is. It's very good to see, and I think you know, even when you talk to him, he has a very calm demeanor, and he's very confident in himself, but also very quiet. Where you know, that's a cool thing about the NHL is it brings a lot of colorful personalities in the locker room. You get 25 guys in the room that you can't really. You know, a bunch of goofballs, and you get a bunch of guys that are really quiet too. So it's nice to kind of have him around. And you know, I remember when I was 18, I was pretty nervous, but it's nice to see that he's fitting in well, especially around the guys.
That's cool.